Greetings and welcome to Old Town Charm, New Town Spirit, a podcast about Williston, Vermont. I'm your host, Steve Shepherd. My goal with this series is twofold. First, to talk about our town. What's new, what's old, what's interesting, and what are the things that we all look at every day but don't necessarily see because, let's face it, we look at them all the time and just don't see them anymore. Second, as a member of the Williston Planning Commission, I want to talk about our town in terms of where it's going and why. In other words, I want to serve as sort of a translator between the fascinating and complicated world of town planning. And trust me, even for a town as small as Williston, the process is incredibly complicated. And what that means for those of us who live here or work here or just come to visit. So thanks for joining me. And now, on to the program. Out of storm and manifold perils rose an enduring state, the home of freedom and unity. That's the epitaph engraved on Thomas Chittenden's gravestone in the Williston Cemetery that bears his name. That's the resting place that's just past the Williston Federated Church heading east on Williston Road. He was buried there in 1797, 226 years ago. He first settled Williston in 1774 and went on to serve as Vermont's first and third governors from 1778 to 1789, and then from 1790 until he died 7 years later. I'm standing here looking up at the bronze statue of Governor Chittenden that stands in front of the Williston Central School. It was created by artist Frank Gaylord, and it lists his many accomplishments. First governor of Vermont, original settler of Williston, co-author of Vermont's Constitution, and from 1777 to 1778, the president of the Committee of Safety of the Republic of Vermont. These committees of safety served as counter-governments or shadow governments at the state level, gradually replacing British royal authority during the American Revolution. Thomas Chittenden was born in East Guilford in the Connecticut colony on January 6, 1730. Somewhere along the way, he lost one of his eyes, and from then onward, he was referred to by his opponents as One-Eye Tom. When he was 19, Chittenden married Elizabeth Meggs in Salisbury, Connecticut. They had 4 sons and 6 daughters in Connecticut, all of whom, remarkable for the time, survived to adulthood. He served as a Justice of the Peace and in the Connecticut Colonial Assembly from 1765 to 1769 and in Connecticut's 14th Regiment of Militia from 1767 to 1773, where he was ultimately promoted to the rank of colonel. In 1774, he moved to the New Hampshire Grants, which we know today as Vermont. He bought land from the Onion River Land Company, which was owned by Ethan Allen, Ira Allen, Haman Allen, and Remember Baker. There he settled in what is now Williston. Chittenden lived on what is today Governor Chittenden Road over by Catamount. According to at least one local legend, the Vermont State Seal is the view from Chittenden's house, which overlooks the Winooski River Valley. The governor's house no longer stands, but some of the homes that he built for his sons are still there, including Giles Chittenden House, the current home of Jim and Lucy McCullough. Giles apparently was a pretty savvy guy, but that's a story for another episode. Out of storm and manifold perils rose an enduring state, the home of freedom and unity. The whole country could take a lesson from that line.